3100.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the first program of The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez. I have just jumped from the Open Forum Thursday to the Monday through Thursday The Present Truth program every day from 2 to 3. And I already like it. I like it. I hope you do. I was talking to, I have a part-time job, and I was talking to the lady who's my supervisor, and I have told her that in the future I would probably be leaving, and so she asked me if I was excited about this, and I told her, well, yeah, I said, definitely, and she says, well, maybe you won't like it, and I said, well, actually, I mean, I enjoy it, and you wait all your life for an opportunity to enjoy something that to be put in a position where you enjoy what you do. And I said, so I do enjoy it. I said, now the situation is it depends on whether or not the audience is going to like it. They may not like me. And so I'm keeping my doors open just in case I might have to jump back to the company, which I don't think is going to happen. And she said, I doubt that'll happen. And she's right. I doubt that'll happen. So to begin with, the present truth. There is so much, what do you call it? So much news internationally. And there are many who focus on the virus, the vaccines, on the new global reset, all these things. It's like a this globalism and the one world, the new world order, is multifaceted. There are many components to it. And today I'll talk about an important component, which is China. China and NATO. So to begin with, while everyone is covering other topics, I'll cover this so you can get a view from an objective internationally as to what is happening on a half the world away. So this is out of three epoch times, the epochtimes.com. This was out of the 7th of September. Beijing, this here in the middle of in March, when they had the G7 get together, and the G7 was the nations of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Joe Biden was able to be there. I doubt that he was involved in everything going on. But one thing that they did at that G7 meeting is they condemned Beijing over its human rights abuses in China's far western Xinjiang region and what has happened in Hong Kong. Well, China didn't like it, naturally. So Beijing lashed out at the North Atlantic Treaty, which was NATO, after 30 world leaders of the alliance issued a communique that was critical of the communist regime. China's stated ambitions and assertive behavior present systematic challenges to the rules-based international order. Rules-based international. Why didn't they just use the word global order? To areas relevant to alliance security. Then NATO also expressed concerns about Beijing's coercive policies as well as its rapid expansion of nuclear weapons, military-civil fusion strategy, and the frequent lack of transparency and use of disinformation. I think China is truthful about everything. So is NATO. So is the United States. Additionally, they wanted China to act responsibly in the international system, including in space, cybersecurity, and maritime domains. In other words, they're saying basically China is in a all-out attack to occupy, take over, control the South China Sea. Without controlling the South China Sea, China will not be able to put the sword to the neck of her Asian sisters, Vietnam especially. Vietnam, there is much merchandise, much technology, computer chips. They are manufacturing. They are a great manufacturing base, not only for the United States but the other nations throughout the world. Should she be able to, not presently, but in the future possibly, have control of the South China Sea, Vietnam is going to be at the mercy of China. So will Taiwan, Japan, India, South Korea. South Korea can move north out into the Pacific, up toward Alaska, and drop her goods down. But this is a strategy of China's. Well, also, the spokesman for China said, if anyone wants to impose systematic challenges against us, we will not sit idly. So this is a very important news event, because I say up the road a ways, I believe they're already preparing. Doomsday clock is running.
Hello, I'm Jessica Autry with the TC Group, 970-396-2404, your Colorado native realtor with 10 years real estate and property management experience. Whether you are looking to buy, sell, rent, or list your rental, I can help. Just call me at 970-396-2404 or email me at jessellenrealestate@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Brett King, Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Taking care of all of your home inspection services if you're buying, selling, or have already bought a house and need a home inspection. Your one-stop solution for all of your home inspection needs, whether you're a homeowner, a buying agent, selling agent, or a mortgage broker. Please call us. Brett King, Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Or visit our website at johnstown.wini.com.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
1360khnc.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360khnc.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360khnc.com/shop.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone, riders on the storm.
There is a killer on the road. I specifically picked these songs. I picked these songs just to make sure that I had points I wanted to make. In the first song, Tears with Fears, everybody wants to rule the world. China wants to rule the world. America wants to rule the world. The NATO alliance with America want to be part of the world power structure. Russia does not want to rule the world. Russia doesn't have a chance. She's not interested in that. They've gone a different direction. They want to rule basically Central Asia. They'll be content with Central Asia. It's the new Middle East as far as wealth in the years to come. Secondly, the rider on the storm. We were thrown into a situation, the people of the world presently, were thrown into a situation we had no say over. We didn't have a say over it. The military agencies of the world, they talk about a doomsday clock. And in the doomsday clock, they're trying to see how many minutes before midnight, how many seconds before midnight. They've been discussing this for 50, 80 years, the doomsday clock. There will come a time, according to the New Testament writings of Jesus Christ, or the disciples who walk with Jesus Christ, and the sayings of Jesus Christ, where Jesus Christ said there would be a time when he would return a second time. And at that time of his second return, one of the great events that the world will not dismiss, no one, whether people believe in God, don't believe in God, whether they're atheists, agnostics, whether they are male or female, rich, whether they are poor, whether they are doing well in life, not doing well in life, doesn't matter what continent they live on, how much wealth they have, irrelevant. One event, Armageddon, everyone will know and everyone will understand that event will take place. And I have presented in the last few years that China, under the leadership of Xi Jinping, he, I believe, will be the leader of communist China that will eventually unify most of the Asian sisters to come to Armageddon. The old Silk Road, which is now the Belt Road, is being prepared. China has been preparing it. And it so happens that, guess what? Guess who else has been helping China with the One Belt Road system? The good old United States of America. And guess who else is going to be helping China with this One Belt Road in the near future? Pakistan. It has to happen because China will bring her millions of troops across that land to Armageddon. We cannot stop it. So I presented that Xi Jinping, I remembered his name, is going to be, I believe, the man that will bring the Asian forces to Armageddon. And we're watching with China's desire to rule and control the South China Sea. We're watching a scenario that most people are not paying attention to, but the governments, the military governments of the world are paying great attention to it. Why wouldn't we? Once China gets Taiwan, decide to invade Taiwan, then she will own that sea. She will take over the great intellectual abilities, property of Taiwan, the computer chip industry. She'll rule it. She'll control it. This is why Donald Trump was set on putting sanctions against China to keep China from controlling the manufacturing bases, or by China being the one nation that would have the great manufacturing base, and the nations of the world would be dependent, China dependent. And Donald Trump was trying to get the nations to wake up, to understand they need to get manufacturing back on their own shores. You can't buy everything from the company store, especially when the company store is communist. Well, I guess you could say America's gone that way too. So, okay. NATO, at the G7, they condemn China for its atrocities. Now, China, in the Gateway Pundit, this was on the 4th of September, China represents, this is the Taliban, has declared that China represents our passport towards the markets of the world. And the Taliban is going to recognize communist China as their closest ally. The Taliban declared China as their closest ally and describes a communist country as a principal partner. Chinese assistance will form the foundation of Afghan development. One Belt, One Road will revive the ancient Silk Road. China will be our gateway to international markets. According to the Islamist militia, China has promised to keep its embassy in Kabul open and will beef up relations, saying Beijing is ready to invest and reconstruct. Well, Islam, the Islamic nations, it's the nature of man. Anyone who is offering free money, or money at low interest rate, or money with initially few stipulations, they're going to take the bait. China and Pakistan, they don't really have that good of a relationship. They really don't. But for the sake of helping Afghanistan to, it's actually a ploy to do everything possible to make sure that America definitely is removed out of Afghanistan, because America and the American forces are a little bit too close to Chinese territory for China's comfort. And as long as our military and our forces are there, especially the CIA, China is going to have a very difficult time expanding. China's expansion is to go not only to Armageddon, but to Central Asia. America's objective is in Afghanistan was not just to control Afghanistan and maybe be a buffer, use Afghanistan as a buffer against China, but also America had a strategy, it's called the New Game, to move into Central Asia because of the great vast wealth reserves in Central Asia around the Caspian Sea. NATO and the European nations, they also realize that should America be able to, and Western nations be able to move into the Central Asian area, that will provide resources to all of Europe, much needed resources. They won't have to bring those resources all the way from South America or from Canada. They'll just build railroads and ship whatever it is they need, whatever metals they need, aluminum, copper. Then in Afghanistan, I'll just jump back to this article out of the Gateway Pundit. In Afghanistan, there are these, in Afghanistan, there are copper mines. And one of the objectives is to allow China, quoting, "China is our principal partner for us, represents a fundamental and extraordinary opportunity because it's ready to invest in and reconstruct our country. China is one of the few countries which did not evacuate its staff from Kabul embassy when the Taliban entered the city." Mr. Mujahid said that China would help revive Afghan copper mining. Well, remember, generally the rule of thumb is when you have copper, you have G-O-L-D. You have gold. We hold in high regard the One Belt, One Road project that will serve to revive the ancient Silk Road and also help our production because we have rich copper mines. And we can thank the Chinese. They can help us bring back the production and modernization. "So we see, said the blind man. Now, I'm going to jump back to the good old U.S. of A. This is an article. I'm going to bring this out to you out of the September 5th, whatdoesitmean.com. And this is going to shock you. If you're not shocked already, you're going to be shocked. There is a General Gervais. She's a female, of course. I mean, she really is a female. She's not a wannabe female that's really a man. She is charged with training. Let me back up. There are two military bases in Texas where massive camps are being erected to hold illegal immigrants flooding over the American southern border with Mexico. And in the last few weeks, General Gervais has visited the small cities erected on 8 U.S. military installations to house at least 50,000 Afghan refugees. The Obama Muslim Army is coming to the United States of America. This is a Barack Obama plan. He is giving orders to the Biden administration from his basement, where he has his stuff, his occult stuff. These are from previous broadcasts. And he is directing, he is the one orchestrating what is happening in Afghanistan. The Taliban, ISIS, many of the Muslim militia were funded by Barack Obama and Joe Biden, still being funded by Barack Obama, Joe Biden, through the U.S. military, through the Central Intelligence Agency, through the Senior Executive Service departments, some of them, and through non-government organizations, probably like George Soros, many of the NGO companies, probably a great amount of that funding is coming through the old Rockefeller network. I don't have any doubt about that. So anyhow, 50,000 Afghan refugees. So we'll stay on that. We'll come back from the break. Stay with me. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Could it be really the present truth? Are we? Is it doom's clock? getting close to midnight.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Check-A-Pro Joe here. Is your attic hot? Are your electric bills high? If you answered yes to either question, tune in to the Check-A-Pro radio show every Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sundays at 11 a.m. On the show, we discuss ways to save you money and be more comfortable in your home. If your attic is hot and you're uncomfortable in your home, you may need more insulation or a solar attic fan. Call Koala Insulation at 303-327-9293. That's 303-327-9293.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of the home you want being bought by somebody else. In this red-hot market of multiple offers, at above the listing price, you need an edge. Having a pre-approval letter from the town group is almost like cash in your hand to move your offer to the front of the line. Even if you're self-employed or don't otherwise fit neatly inside the box, the three sisters at the town group know how to get you approved. And fast. After all, the town group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day with your pre-approval letter from the town group. Get your offer accepted on that house you want before someone else grabs it. Call 844-THINK-YES before these historically low interest rates move. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES.
The town group at United American Mortgage, NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
I'm about to tell you a website that will change your life forever. Go to bestcashopportunity.com and see how easily you can generate incredible amounts of cash right from your own home without having to sell anything. If you're truly serious about becoming financially free once and for all with a proven system unlike anything you've seen before, then check out the website at bestcashopportunity.com or call 720-475-2033.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long. Every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And you're okay. Money. It's a gas.
Everything that's happening is about the money. The vaccinations. It's about the money. It's about the corporations getting richer. It's about the transfer of wealth and property. There's a great sucking sound, and it's all going to the very few wealthy, wealthy, powerful billionaires in the world. A great sucking sound coming out of the pockets of the American people. Democrats that supported this president or this imposter, the liberals coming out of their pockets, and the rest of the people in America. The eggs are being taken out of the nest. On Friday night, there's going to be a speaker here at the station from 6 to 8, Kathy Roberts. And she's the supervisor. She's the one of Life Forces. She is running. She manages life forces, life. Oh, boy, I better get this right. Life, I'll think about it. But she'll be here. She'll be the speaker from 6 to 8. And so for those who, she'll be talking about the evils of abortion and how we should take a stand, life choices. My thinking is back. Kathy Roberts, life choices, 6 to 8. And the food will be sponsored for this get-together by Dominic's Pizza. Dominic's right across the street. Great pizza. So for those who can attend, again, from 6 to 8 here at the station on 2 South Parish in Johnstown. And then for those that, with this program, if you would like to support my program from 2 to 3, please get in touch with the station here. Let Jason know that you'd like to support my program to keep me on the air. We don't want any changes in the future. So you don't want changes. I don't want changes. Any changes is we go forward, not backward, and we don't stay where we are. We have to move forward. Now, moving forward with what I was talking about at the end of the last segment. The United States Congress this week stealthily moved closer to making young American women register for the draft. So, keep that in your thinking. Okay? Now I'm going to go back to these military bases. The United States is building small cities on military bases across the country temporarily to house Afghan evacuees who fled their home country in the final days and weeks of August. This is temporarily. That is the lie. These are not temporary. As soon as these Afghan people, many of whom are going to be Taliban or other groups, are spread out into the country, that will make room for more to come in. So once these 50,000 are sent out, there'll be room to bring more in. It's in the Bible. It's in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 50-51. I can't get into it right now, but I just want to let you know it's in the Bible. These people, according to Isaiah, or Jeremiah actually, stated that there would come a time at the end of the world when the great Babylon the Great would be invaded by forces from the Middle East. Here we are, and the East. The 8 military installations that are being housed currently Afghan refugees currently have approximately 26,000 people with a capacity of 36,000, and they are still short of the 50,000 person goal. General Glenn Van Herrick, the commander of NORTHCOM, said at Friday's briefing. So this is coming to America. We know we're not fooled. We know that Obama intentionally desired to open the America's borders to allow as many people to come in from Middle Eastern countries. Many have come in illegally through the southern border. Now they're being brought in by the U.S. military. Many of these people that are refugees are young men. They're not married. They don't have girlfriends. They're military age, and they are basically soldiers. Now, then to shock you even more, based on these facts, out of the security services in Russia, they've stated that they believe that Supreme Socialist Leader Joe Biden is in the process of creating a mercenary army made up of refugees whose fighting ability is unquestioned, and whose lack of knowledge about the United States history, morals, customs, and religion will enable them to commit massacres against large numbers of Americans when so ordered. So, to notice, though, this would not be the first time the American people have faced such a great threat. During the Revolutionary War, the British, they threw into the conflict during the Civil War, or the Revolutionary War, their rented mercenary army of Hessian soldiers from Germany that cared nothing about the American citizens, and they butchered citizens, American citizens, by the thousands. So it happened once before. It's probably going to happen again. I say it will not probably happen again. It will happen again. I believe these are mercenaries, Obama mercenaries, coming in to this country. And many people in this country presently are waking up to the fact that it is not Joe Biden that is giving the orders. Many people now realize that it is not Joe Biden. They just don't realize who is actually running things from behind the curtain. I have stated that according to the studies of not only myself, but thinking of other people, mostly others are suspecting. I don't suspect. I truly believe, according to prophecies in the Bible, that it's Barack Obama. And that at some point, Barack Obama will come out of behind the curtain. But in the meantime, the one that's going to getting all the mud thrown on him is Joe Biden. And many in the administration are very aware of who's calling the shots. Now we're going to talk about the drafting of American women when we get back. So hold fast.
What's up, KHNC? I want to tell you about my friend JD with EnviroShapes Concrete, EnviroShapes at gmail.com. This is a veteran-owned business serving northern Colorado, doing driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and even basic stonework and masonry. So if you're interested in getting concrete work done, call EnviroShapes at 303-775-7926 or get a hold of him at EnviroShapes@gmail.com. EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Eric Bastiat, The Law.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory, the people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
A bullet that found him.
Okay. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. He'd gone to wars to fight these battles for his country and his king. The American military now, and the militaries of the world, the Western world, the battles they're fighting are for the globalists, for the new world order, for the men who rule the earth. And the U.S. Congress this week stealthily is moving closer to making young women register for the draft. The United States currently has 1.3 million active duty service members. Due to attrition and retirement, the United States military needs to find more than 150,000 new recruits every year to meet its overall end strength goal. An end strength goal now crippled because at least this is our culture. This is an eye-opener about the American culture, what I'm going to read to you. This will open your eyes. 70% of Americans between 17 and 24 are ineligible for military service due to, number one, obesity. Number two, mental health issues. Number three, past drug use. Number four, criminal records. Or number five, lack of high school degree. It sees only 13% of the young American adults expressing a positive propensity to serve. And with the women, they're half as likely as men to consider enlisting. So the Defense Department, continuing with the article, is estimating that just 2% out of 20.6 million children or young people between 17 to 21 have the desire or combination of strong academic credentials, adequate physical fitness, and an interest in serving. So, what to do? Draft women. Now, eventually, the military is not going to have an option. There's going to have to be a conscription program once again for young American men. And one of the reasons why young American men will join, as well as young women being forced to join, will be because if they can collapse the economy of this nation and young men can't get jobs and dear old mom and dad won't allow them to live in the basement, the government's going to offer them something. Now, another thing, as diabolical as this may seem, many of these young people of that age and that are younger, these video games, these virtual games involve murder. They involve violence. And so because of that, they've been conditioned. Now, in the military, in this last operation with the Navy, I think it's just ending about now. Is it ending? I think it's just about to end. Where that the Navy, they have been doing these operations in 17 time zones internationally, and part of the operations were through the virtual reality technology. So even though some soldiers are actually in a real scenario and the others are just watching that scenario through video on board a ship, what to expect, you know, and when you're on board a ship, like back years ago with Disney in Los Angeles, there was one It was a camera that was 360 degrees. You get in this room, and as you're watching, you're going over the Grand Canyon, they would shift the floor, and you would get dizzy. They had to have handrails in front of you, because once they started to shift, well, actually, I don't even think they shifted the floor, but once the camera and the airplane would tilt, everybody would tilt with it, and they'd get off balance and want to fall down and hurt themselves. We were young. We didn't get hurt, but some of the older people that were, you know, real old, like 60, 65, 70, oh, man, they were screaming because they thought they were going to fall down. Now, I don't have anything against people that are 50, 60, 70, or 80 because I'm in that age group. I like to kid about it sometimes. So anyhow, with women, is this going to happen? I believe so. What did Adolf Hitler do with the women in Germany, or Russia do with the women in Russia, or the English, or the Americans? They put the women behind. They were in offices doing, they didn't necessarily carry a gun, but they're going to need women in the medical part of the military because there are going to be a lot of casualties. The doomsday clock. Are we at the in the final seconds and the period of time prior to this coming Armageddon? The world, the military leaders of the world, they understand. They know they're looking out 4, 5, 6 years. They're preparing for what's coming. They know that the world, the nations, the armies of the world are preparing now for Armageddon. The English, the nations of Europe, they know the conflict with China's coming. They know it. So does the United States. China and America presently are in an undeclared war. We're at war with China, and China with the rest of the world. We'll be back.
All right, folks, Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks for listening to my show each weekday from 7 till 9 a.m. Have you heard how much KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, has grown? Got a new lineup, big signal, and rapidly growing audience. So, if you own a business and would like to reach a conservative, patriotic, Northern Colorado audience in a very affordable way, contact my buddies, my friends at KHNC, 970-587-5003, or email them at ontheair@khnc.net. That's 970-587-5003. Tell them Brian Kilmeade sent you.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hey folks, the Rev here. I want to introduce you to my friend Zach Frisbee, decorated combat veteran and Purple Heart recipient. His real estate service has incredible programs and can even offer a $1,500 closing cost to veterans. Zach also donates $500 to the VFW for every home he helps you buy or sell. Zach's website is foothills.life. Again, that's foothills.life. Make Zach at foothills.life your choice for all your real estate needs. Real estate done right.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Well, program one, the present truth, is over. This Friday, again, I want to remind you, Kathy Roberts, she's the manager, supervisor of Life Choices, will be speaking here at the station from 6 to 8. and the food, free pizza, Dominic's Pizza, is going to be bringing who knows how many pizzas and the different brands of, or the different kinds of pizza. So, but you're coming to listen to Kathy. She's going to be talking about the evils of abortion and how to take a stand against it, what you can do. So this is Friday night, again, 6 to 8. The final thing I'm going to talk about is, this is out of SputnikNews.com, talking about the doomsday clock. Here's what they're saying in Russia. Apocalypse Now? What are the risks of CIA's possible all-out clandestine war against Russia and China? Yes, the United States, the global government that is bringing in the New World Order, the two obstacles, China and Russia. Russia, this obstacle will be removed initially prior to China. China is not going to be removed. China is actually going to bring her armies to Armageddon with all the Muslim armies of the world, with the armies of Antichrist, the armies of the West, which will include Muslim armies, to Armageddon, and they will all be destroyed. Russia will be destroyed probably 7 and 8 years prior to that. Apocalypse Now. What are the risks of CIA's possible all-out clandestine war of Russia and China? The U.S. has most of the tools and resources required to prevail against Russia, China, and other authoritarian rivals. This was by CIA veteran Douglas London. Still, to dominate, America needs greater comfort to operate in the shadows, where it can exact costs that would make an enemy think twice before acting. In all of the overthrows of these nations, Libya, Iraq, you name it, it was the American CIA and because the CIA, again, as many of you know, is the international, or is the international military, America's international military force that protects all of America's interests abroad, including corporations. The Rockefeller objectives for exploration, oil, minerals, Facebook, Google, they have to protect the office help of these major corporations, all of America's interests in manufacturing of any kind, and metals, resources, mining. This is what the CIA does. It's what it has always done. And the CIA is infiltrated by Satanists, by devil worshipers. That's what you have to present it. I have to present it that way because it's in the Bible. They're called the children of the devil. And Christ said at the end of the world, the children of the devil will fight the good men and women and people of the world, and they will not win. But they will fight. They will cause a lot of chaos and havoc. Well, afternoon, and we'll talk to you tomorrow again, 2 to 3, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.